Okay, let's unpack this. You've brought us some really interesting material today, giving us a peek into the world of Michigan mortgages.
Yeah, it's quite revealing about current trends there.
What immediately jumps out from these excerpts from Michigan Mortgages, the credit union advantage, is this really clear trend. It seems Michigan buyers are, well, increasingly turning to credit unions for their home loans.
That's definitely the headline finding, yes.
And the big reason the source points to, it's all about flexible mortgage options.
Flexibility, exactly.
Now, here's where it gets really interesting. Because, traditional banks are often the first place people think of for mortgages.
The default option, usually.
Right. But this source suggests something quite different is happening, at least in Michigan. It feels like a significant shift.
It does.
And it seems to signal what buyers are really prioritizing today. I mean, what does this reveal about what prospective homeowners are actually looking for now?
Well, what stands out here is that this isn't just, a minor adjustment. It seems like a pretty profound indication that buyers are actively looking for adaptability.
Adaptability in their finances.
Especially for something as huge as a home loan commitment. Yeah.
Yeah.
That phrase, flexible mortgage options, it's not just marketing fluff based on this. It really speaks to a deep desire for terms that can genuinely be tailored
Tailored to them personally.
to their individual circumstances. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's about getting the right loan, one that truly fits their specific financial situation and where they are in life.
That's a really crucial distinction, isn't it? Because it sort of reframes the whole value proposition. It's not just about the lowest rate, maybe, but about a much more personal fit.
Precisely.
The source seems to detail how credit unions often offer more than just your standard fixed-rate loan. It mentions things like adjustable-rate mortgages, but with lower initial caps, maybe?
That's one example they give.
Yeah. And specific first-time buyer programs, maybe with easier down payment rules. And even things like non-traditional income verification.
Yes, exactly. Which, as you can imagine, is a lifeline for people like freelancers or those with, let's say, less conventional job histories.
Right, people who might struggle with the standard bank checklist.
Precisely. And the report really emphasizes how that member-centric model of credit unions allows for a much more personalized look at risk.
Personalized assessment. How so?
They might look beyond just a credit score. They might consider someone's overall financial stability, maybe their work history in a certain field, or even local community ties.
Ah, factors that bigger banks often can't or maybe just won't prioritize in their very standardized models.
Exactly right. That kind of more nuanced evaluation can open doors for a lot of buyers who might otherwise be shut out.
So it's not just about offering a different product, but maybe a whole different philosophy behind the lending itself.
That seems to be the argument, yes. A different relationship.
Okay, so beyond this personalized flexibility, did the source touch on other things contributing to this credit union advantage in Michigan? Like, what about their typical interest rates or maybe how fast their application process is?
It absolutely did, yeah. The report notes that, look, credit union rates aren't always the absolute rock bottom lowest across the board.
Okay, so not always the cheapest upfront.
Not necessarily, but they're often more streamlined application process and the kind of personalized support they offer that often compensates.
Compensates how?
Well, for many buyers, just reducing the friction, the stress, the complexity, that whole mortgage process can be incredibly daunting, right?
Oh, absolutely. Terrifying sometimes.
So that ease, that feeling of having someone guide you through it, that's incredibly valuable to people.
Yeah.
Seems like a trade-off many are willing to make. They're prioritizing that ease and maybe human connection alongside just getting competitive terms.
That's a fascinating insight. It really suggests that what buyers prefer goes beyond just the numbers on the page. It includes the whole experience.
It certainly seems that way, based on this source.
So this trend then of Michigan buyers pivoting to credit unions, it raises a pretty important question. What does this imply for the traditional banks? How might they need to adapt? Or, what challenges do they even face competing with this kind of member-focused model?
Well, if we try to connect this to the bigger picture, this shift seems to reveal a growing slice of the market that really values that relationship banking feel. And, bespoke solutions over the more maybe commoditized offerings you get from larger institutions.
Right, the one-size-fits-all approach.
Exactly. So for traditional banks, it probably means they need to reevaluate their own rigidity. Can they introduce more localized programs, more flexible options?
Or is their sheer size kind of inherently a barrier to offering that really personalized service that credit unions seem to excel at?
That's the big question, isn't it? It could point to a deeper market segmentation, really. Different lenders maybe starting to cater more specifically to different core needs and values among buyers.
Okay, so if we kind of boil it down, if we distill the core insights from these excerpts, what we've learned is that for Michigan buyers, it looks like credit unions are becoming a really significant player in the mortgage market.
A growing force.
And primarily because people are drawn to their uniquely flexible options, that personalized service, and maybe those more streamlined processes we talked about.
That sums it up well, I think. Flexibility and the personal touch seem key.
So what does this all mean for you, listening in, whether you're actually in Michigan thinking about buying a home, or maybe you're just curious about these kinds of financial trends?
Yeah, what's the takeaway? I think this prompts a really important question. When you're making those huge financial decisions, like buying a home,
yeah,
how much are you truly exploring all the different avenues out there, you know, beyond just the most obvious first stops?
Right, beyond the big names maybe everyone thinks of first.
Especially when flexibility, that kind of tailored approach, might actually unlock opportunities you hadn't even considered. Are you looking deep enough?
It's a great reminder, isn't it? That sometimes the most valuable options, the ones that really work best for you, are found by looking just a little deeper.
Asking more questions.
And really asking for what truly fits your life, not just taking the first thing offered.